Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Shout out to Aerosmith. Shout out to Days Confused. Awesome scene when they play this song. Brian, it's 11 a.m. on Tuesday, October 21st. I had to pay a bunch of bills last night. Most of my bills come due at the end of the month, unlike Bone Thugs, first of the month. Shout out to American Express. Damn, that bill seems stupid high all the time. But B, it is specifically 11.05 a.m. on October 21st. Mm-hmm. And I have a relatively simple question for you.
What's that?
The Commanders are now 3-4. First time they've been under 500 in the Dan Quinn era since week 2, 2024. So that's, what, 16 plus 6? That's 22 games since they've been 500, mm-hmm. under 500. The fact that they were able to sustain a three-game losing streak last year and still not go under 500 speaks to how different these seasons have gone. They're on a two-game losing streak right now and are under 500. The question is relatively simple. I fear the answer is not, but the question is simple. What has happened here?
What has happened? Injuries has happened. I think stubbornness has happened. I think the balls that bounced last year aren't bouncing their way. It's simple things. I also believe that a bunch of people are waiting for somebody else to do the job. When last year, guys were stepping up to do the job. When people talk about things, they say, you know, failure normally shows people's true character. I think success shows people's true character. If you're failing and you're a competitor, you're going to work your way to get out of that. When you have success, do you keep working hard? Most times, most people don't, right? I would say this. I'm not speaking 100%, but there are some people who probably are resting on the laurels of what they did last year. They're happy about what happened last year. And you know my little saying, that damn rearview mirror is smaller than that damn windshield, right?
Yeah.
So what I would suggest is that most people get back to putting in work and go meet the great possibilities what's in front and don't give a damn about that one successful year that happened last year. And there are guys that are trying to lead the way, but they can't do it by themselves. They need other people to come along. But as much as we will speak on, and this, no players would say this, and that's not for them to say. When you lose particular people, it affects your game. So you have to adjust coaching, players. You have to adjust to trying to get some level of results. You can't sit there and try to do what you thought you were going to do when you had everybody in place. Everybody's not in place anymore. So now you got to step up. And how do you step up? You put more work into it. You put more study into it. You dedicate yourself. You sacrifice some other stuff you want to do to make sure you are at your absolute best to get back to where you want to be. From what I'm watching on the field, that obviously is not happening off the field. And like I said yesterday, every guy, this team, I'm pulling for them. I love them because I want to see them do well. But damn it, you got to hear the truth sometimes. This does not seem like last year. The energy doesn't seem like last year. The drive doesn't seem like last year. Were they happy and content with what happened last year? Or do you want to make this thing into a long-lasting thing? See, I've always didn't mind becoming like the seed of something. But a seed is not just planted, it has to be nurtured, which means you got to do that for some years. Then as the roots begin to, you know, fit, that you have a great foundation, this thing will last for a long time. We need a little bit more from every person on the team, coaches included, to get to where we got to go. Accountability is the number one thing in the world. And if you are holding yourself accountable, you have a right to hold other people accountable. But if you're not holding yourself accountable, you got to shut the hell up.
I mean, that was really well said. That was really well said. I mean, if you want to go to the empirical data, right? Third down offense has been really bad. They're 24th in the NFL on converting third downs, about 35%. Last year, that was 10 percentage points higher.
They're
sixth in the NFL. They had so many good long drives that allowed them to get into their tempo and kind of dictate things to the defense.
But they had themselves in great, manageable third downs a lot.
Down and distance, totally.
This year, it's not. And a lot of that, I call it laziness. False start penalties, those type of things. You know, lining up in a illegal formation. Those things are laziness.
Holds.
Okay? When you hold, sometimes your feet not moving right. You're not having your feet in the right position.
Yep.
You're taught that. So you can't beat yourself and expect to be the team. We had 8 penalties or 10 penalties for over 100 yards.
11
for over 100 yards. It's not going to win a lot of games. You didn't have a ton of that last year. You got a ton of that this year, though.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There is, I mean, just looking at data, right? Now, he's only played 5 games so far, but Jaden Daniels is completing 61% of his passes.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, that was 69% of his passes.
Mm-hmm.
With Jaden, it's hard to, how much does the receiver injuries impact that? How much does losing Eckler impact that?
It impacts. He's missed some passes. Some guys are stuck in their route, coming out of their route. Some guys are dropping balls. It's a combination of things happening. But there's no way possible you don't, no one would believe your top three receivers are missing games and it wouldn't affect you.
Right.
So,
I mean, even more so. Now, granted, Mariota last year roughly played a game. He played like three quarters of the Panthers game, half of the Cowboys game, a game and a half, whatever you want to call that. Mariota last year completed 77% of his passes. No interceptions. Mariota has started two games and maybe starting another one. That completion percentage is down to 60% with two picks in three games.
But see, and that's why I despise people, just the numbers. Because the numbers aren't telling you that he's not throwing to Terry.
Right.
The Debo that was starting is not. Well, he's throwing a D. Brown is not there. You know, I think Eckler is not there. I think Zach was much better last year than he's shown thus far this year. I think he can still get it back. But all those extra things can cause this. But people could just throw numbers out there.
You got to provide context.
Pat Mahomes at one point was completing high levels. I guarantee you, earlier this year, he was closer to 60%, maybe coming back up now. And we still consider him the best in football.
Did you see, I dropped this in the text thread last night. Did you see the PFF grades? We talked about this last week.
That's why I stopped talking about them. I think I suggest you, if a guy.
I'd like to point out how wrong
if a guy
I think
can be,
are.
What was he, 7 of 10 or 8? What was it?
I'll provide the numbers.
Okay.
So, Pro Football Focus grades from Sunday's Raiders-Chiefs game.
Yeah.
Which is one of the most lopsided box scores truly in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs won the game 31-0.
Yeah.
The Raiders generated 3 first downs in the game and 95 total yards of offense.
All right.
Geno Smith in that game was 10 of 16 for 67 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. Pat Mahomes was 26 of 35 for 286 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 0 picks.
Mm.
PFF had Geno with a higher grade. Geno had a 67.2 passing grade. Mahomes had a 62.2 passing grade.
Geno was 62.5% completions, no touchdowns, 60-something yards.
67 yards.
Pat had how much for real?
26 of 35 for 286 and 3 touchdowns and no picks. Now, he did have...
Pat was 74% completion. He had quadruple the yards, 3 touchdowns, and his team won. And you tell me, and I saw my man Collinsworth going at people saying, well, we put the numbers in, and I've asked people to buy into... Yeah, you asked them to buy into your program because they make you richer. But let's be real. You go 10 of 16... at 62%, and you don't throw a damn touchdown. Your whole total offense is 95%, 95 yards. The other guy goes 74% completion. He throws 3 touchdowns. His team wins. They got well over 300 and some yards. The object of the game is to win. And you tell me that quarterback scored higher than the other quarterback? If that's not the most subjective BS I've ever heard in my life, then something's wrong. Why? I will never come on these airways and try to tell you about a grade up from that place because it makes no damn sense. There's no way you could tell me 10 of 16 for 61 is better than 20-something of 30-something for 2-something and 3 yards and 3 touchdowns. I can't see it. You'll never be able to prove that to anybody, to be honest with you, unless they're getting paid by it.
We are lucky that we have a professor on staff here, a true academia, Professor Landini, Jim Andrew Mullins VII, a.k.a. Landfill. Professor Landini, what do you make of the PFF grading structure that gave Geno Smith a better grade 10 of 16 for 67 than Patrick Mahomes, who threw for 270 and 3 touchdowns?
Seems not great.
Seems flawed, I would say. I think there's a flaw there.
how would they explain that? I mean, to be honest with you, how would you explain 12 percentage points lower in completion ratio, 100% lower
200 yards
touchdowns, 200 yards lower, they both didn't throw an interception, how can you say that the other guy, Gray, was higher?
Trevor Sikkema is a friend of the program. He's been on with us a ton, Tampa Bay Trey. They keep putting him, he works for PFF. They keep putting him in these situations where he has to go explain why these grades are out there. I don't envy him for having to explain that. I like PFF. I a lot of the data they provide has a lot of strength.
Mm-hmm.
Snap counts, formations. The subjective stuff, though, I continue to struggle
with. Listen, man. If you follow a game and you write down how many times they're in this position, that you can come up with that relatively easily. But when you look at a game and the guy completed less percentage of passes, at the end of the game, one team had 31 points, the other one had 0 points. And we all talk about the importance of quarterbacks in this day and age. If your quarterback completed 62%, the other dude did 74%. Your quarterback threw no touchdowns. He threw 3. There is no way possible you're going to make somebody believe that the other guy should have a higher grade unless you're benefiting from it. That's the only way they'll be pleased with that.
Yeah.
Only way.
That's something. Circling back to what has changed with the Commanders, what, if any, credence do you give to?
I don't give much credence to that. The league got a lot of tape on Josh Allen. The league got a lot of tape on Lamar. He got a lot of tape on Pat Mahomes. They still perform. But you know what has to happen? You have to adjust. You have to reassess. You have to move forward. I think that can happen. I believe we go into games and we know the team is not good against the run. And yeah, they put 8 people in the box. Don't mean you can't run. Don't mean you shouldn't be able to run. And it damn sure don't mean that you shouldn't be able to use something off of the run. Since they got 8 people up tight, they only have 3 people deep. There's a lot of space behind those other 8.
Well, and I can't.
You should be able to capitalize off of that.
Stress enough that in these scenarios, I mean, Brian Schottenheimer, Cowboys head coach, after the game said, "Yeah, you know, our film study and our analytics showed this was a good opportunity for us to play man, not zone like they had been playing the majority
there,
in Dallas."
There are people where you run an offense and you hear that they have a lot of zone breaking routes in there. And you got the man busting. Man, when you run a run man, you know what you do? Run crossing routes. When you run man, you run crossing routes against them, and they got to go over the top, underneath, and they lose the guy that's running, the crossing route. When you want to run zone, you got to cross some face and bring somebody over the top of them. That's all you do.
I can't stress enough that when Brian Schottenheimer says, all right, we ran a lot of man in this game because it was our film study and our analytics. It also might have been that they had 4 active wide receivers on the roster, and the one that performed the best in that game was 32-year-old Robbie Chosen, mm-hmm. who was out of the league a month prior.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to stack the box when you don't consider the guys on the outside a real threat, and that's what Jaden's been dealing with.
Yeah.
Like, that is a real part to this thing.
So when people say they got more film on them, the league has more film on the people that he's working with, too. If like, this is what I mean. When I was talking to Dave earlier, a lot of what I'm trying to say is some people got to step up and grow up. Yeah, the other team is looking at you saying you guys can't do it. You got to show them that you can. Because if you keep falling under that can't do it, you know the man calling your plays is not going to have confidence to call the plays. It happens like that. Like, I know I heard people say, well, he was off on some passes. But I watched guys get stuck in a route instead of bang coming out of the route. If you bang come out the route, you run right into the football. But when you have to do that roll and you go upfield a little farther, you're 2 yards short. And it's growth. But the ultimate thing is, right now, you're going to lose a little something when you don't have the people that you built this offense around.
When we return, John Bates, Commanders tight end, joins the program. Excited to talk to John. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.